Welcome back to the Verizon Mets post-game show. Rich Ackerman with you following the 10-0 loss in the series finale today in L.A. Time for the highlights of the game brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one Emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The Mets came in rolling with 6 straight wins, 5 straight series victories, and were looking for their first 3-game series sweep in L.A. since 1989. So Adrian Hauser took the mound today against Tyler Glasnow, the Dodgers pitcher, part of the billion-dollar haul in the offseason. However, he was coming off his worst start of the young season, giving up 6 earned runs in 5 innings his last time out, but Sody was strong early, mowing down the Mets in the first. Brandon Nimmo popped out on the first pitch he saw before Starling Marte and Francisco Lindor struck out to send the Mets down in order, with Glasnow needing only 8 pitches in the first. Hauser gave up just a 2-out double to Freddie Freeman, who was then stranded at second. The Mets got their first hit off Glasnow, a leadoff single by Jeff McNeil in the third, but Harrison Bader grounded into a fielder's choice. Tomas Nito lined out to center, and then Bader caught stealing to end the inning. Hauser started the third by walking the leadoff man Gavin Lux. Yesterday, the Mets walked 10 and survived. They wouldn't be as lucky today. He got Mookie Betts to fly to right for the first out, but then Shohei Ohtani came to the plate with our smash of the game.
The 0-1. Swung on and crushed. Way out to right field. Marte doesn't even turn. It lands halfway up the pavilion in right field as Shohei Ohtani hits number 176. It's a 2-run home run. And he has more home runs in the major leagues than any Japanese-born player. And he's done so in just his 740th career game. 110 off the bat. It comes in the bottom of the third. And it's the first home run for the Dodgers since last Tuesday. And that ball was absolutely crushed.
450 feet to make a 2-0 first home run given up this year by Hauser. There was no doubt about it. The smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% pure Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Ohtani made Hauser pay for hanging a curveball. He got all of it, and it was the early Dodger lead, 2-0. Freeman flew out, and after a 2-out walk to the catcher, Will Smith, there was another first.
Will Smith goes, first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Throw to second base in time. Tomas Nito nabs Will Smith. It's the first time that the Mets have thrown out a base stealer this season.
And Tomas Nito in an exclusive company right now is the only Met catcher to throw somebody out at second so far this year. And that is our save of the game brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Glasnow faced the minimum in the fourth despite a 2-out single by Lindor. He was cut down by Smith the second time the Mets were caught stealing today. Hauser got his first 1-2-3 inning of the day in the bottom of the fourth, and the Mets went to the fifth down by 2. But the Mets went down in order in the top half the inning. Glasnow faced the minimum through the first 5 with Bader and Lindor thrown out trying to steal. Hauser got off to a tough start in the bottom of the inning, allowing a leadoff double to Andy Páez. He then walked Gavin Lux for the second time, and then came the MVP, Mookie Betts, to the plate.
So Betts stands in. First and second, nobody out. Hauser set. First pitch. Line towards short over Lindor's head. Base hit going into left field. Páez rounds third. He scores. Lux up to second. Betts drives in a run with an RBI single. It's 3-0 Dodgers in the bottom of the fifth.
And here comes the other MVP. Ohtani followed. He already had a home run today. This time he hit one back up the middle off the foot of Hauser, so everyone moved up a base, and now Freddie Freeman came up with the bases loaded and no out. The Dodgers left them loaded 4 times yesterday. This time the law of averages came back to hurt the Mets.
Hauser looking for a strikeout. Here's the 2-2. And that's ripped in the air toward right. Marte scrambles over, dives. It's off his glove and rolls to the wall. Lux scores. Betts rounds third. He's coming home. Ohtani going to third. Freeman is at second base with a 2-run double. Puts his hands in the air, shakes his hips. The Dodgers have taken a 5-0 lead, and there's still nobody out in the fifth inning.
Marte gave it a good try, but just out of reach, and the Mets were now in trouble with 2 runs coming in on the play. Still second and third, nobody out. Smith had been the defensive start at this point behind the plate, and now he did it at the plate, and that brings us to our turning point.
The 1-0. Smith lines one in the air left field. Nimmo scrambling over. Can't get it. And one hops in, goes towards the fence. This is going to bring in two. Smith into second with a double. Ohtani and Freeman come home. L.A. has a 7-0 lead. Nobody out in the fifth inning.
And already five runs in with Smith breaking it open, and that was it for Adrian Houser and our turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS AM 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets Turning Point is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Grant Hartwig came on and walked the first batter he faced in Max Muncy before getting Teoscar Hernandez to fly out and James Outman to pop out, but he just couldn't get out of the inning without further damage. Pa has started the inning with a double and then flexed his muscle again.
Hartwig's 1-1. Pa has drives a high fly ball to center. Bader going back. Bader at the track. He looks up. This one is gone. A three-run home run into the pavilion for Andy Páez, his first major league home run. And the Dodgers have absolutely blown it open. It is 10-0 LA in the bottom of the fifth. An 8-run inning for the LA Dodgers, who look a lot more like themselves today than they have the first 2 days of this series.
Páez's second hit of the inning, second extra base hit in the inning, first Dodger to do so since Max Muncy back in 2018. He scored the first run and of this inning and came around on the three-run homer. 8 runs in all, and it mercifully ended when Lux grounded out, but it was now a 10-0 game, the Mets' worst inning this year, and the pitching staff, which had been so good, was hammered today. Everything the Dodgers were hitting were in the air, including the two home runs, the first by Ohtani, the other one by Páez. Glasnow, again, was terrific. 2 starts removed from his 14-strikeout performance. He had the Mets off balance all day. He allowed just three singles through six, and after Bader got on with one out, he was promptly stranded. Glasnow held the Mets scoreless in the seventh and then came out for the eighth. DJ Stewart led off with a single. McNeil hit into a fielder's choice, and Bader struck out. Nito kept the inning alive with a single, and then Nimmo singled to load the bases, giving the Mets their first threat of the day. Tyrone Taylor came on to hit for Marte, but Glasnow was up to the task once again.
So he's back in the saddle, right foot hugging that rubber. McNeil at third, Nito at second, Nimmo at first. The 0-2 struck him out, swinging high fastball. 10 strikeouts for Los Angeles starter Tyler Glasnow. He leaves them loaded in the eighth. He's got 8 scoreless today. It's all Dodgers this afternoon.
The 101st pitch of the day for Glasnow, his 10th strikeout, and the Mets fail to get on the board. Nick Ramirez worked the ninth and got 3 ground ball outs, and the Mets get shut out for the first time this year, ending their 6-game winning streak for the game.